Hey guys, Jin here. 英语文备课终要开更咯。格林童话故事时间，今天要和朋友们分享的是 Our Lady's Child, 圣母玛利亚的小孩。Our Lady's Child is now a 14-year-old teenager who is banished from heaven to a wilderness of thick hedges of thorns.
被驱逐出天堂的女孩醒来发现自己处在满是荆棘的荒野里。
Here too she found a shelter from storm and rain, but it was a miserable life, and bitterly did she weep when she remembered how happy she had been in heaven, and how the angels had played with her. Here too,
在这里也是 she found a shelter, 她发现了避难所。
From storm and rain,
远离暴风雨。
But it was a miserable life.
但这是一个悲惨的生活。
And bitterly did she weep.
她痛苦地哭了起来。When she remembered, 当她记起 how happy she had been, 她曾经过得多么的幸福。
In heaven,
在天堂里。
And how the angels,
以及天使们如何。
Had played with her,
跟她一起玩耍。
Here too she found a shelter from storm and rain, but it was a miserable life, and bitterly did she weep when she remembered how happy she had been in heaven, and how the angels had played with her.
女孩在树林里找到一棵中空的老树，于是呢，有了可以遮风避雨的地方。但是这里当然比不上天堂里的生活，也没有天使可以陪玩。女孩的眼泪是懊悔的眼泪，还是觉得失去美好生活的惋惜呢？
Roots and wild berries were her only food, and for this she sought as far as she could go.Roots and wild berries were
树根跟野浆果是
her only food,
她唯一的食物
and for this she sought,
为此她寻求
as far as she could go,
尽可能的走远
Roots and wild berries were her only food, and for this she sought as far as she could go.
女孩在树林里只能自己去找野浆果吃，或者是啃啃树根。生活和以前在天堂吃好用好很不一样。
In the autumn, she picked up the fallen nuts and leaves and carried them into the home. In the autumn,
在秋天 she picked up, 她捡起了
the fallen nuts and leaves,
掉下来的坚果和叶子
and carried them,
搬动它们。
Into the home,
进到洞中。这个洞呢，就是女孩用来遮风避雨的那个树洞。
In the autumn, she picked up the fallen nuts and leaves and carried them into the home.
女孩为了生存，在树林里捡拾坚果和树叶。
The nuts were her food in winter, and when snow and ice came, she crept amongst the leaves like a poor little animal that she might not freeze. The nuts were her food in winter.
坚果是她冬天的食物。
And when snow and ice came,
当冰和雪降临的时候
she crept amongst the leaves.
她爬进叶子当中
like a poor little animal,
像一只可怜的小动物一样
that she might not freeze,
她可能不会冻结。
The nuts were her food in winter, and when snow and ice came, she crept amongst the leaves like a poor little animal that she might not freeze.
故事中没有交代女孩被逐出天堂时候的时间或者是季节，但是显然女孩必须独自在荒野树林里度过寒冷的冬天。都说生存是本能，但是懂得在秋天预先准备存粮和堆起保暖用的叶子，这不是本能，是后天学会的本事哦。
Before long, her clothes were all torn, and one bit of them after another fell off her.Before long,
不久之后
her clothes were all torn,
她的衣服都裂开了
and one bit of them,
其中的一点点
after another,
在一个之后
fell off her,
掉下来了。
Before long, her clothes were all torn, and one bit of them after another fell off her.
现代人很少经历衣服穿到破洞或裂解的情况吧，但是在荒野生活的女孩身上的衣服逐渐坏掉，似乎也是很合理的。
As soon, however, as the sun shone warm again, she went out and sat in front of the tree, and her long hair covered her on all sides like a mantle.
As soon, however, 然而很快的 as the sun shone warm again, 随着阳光再一次的升温 she went out, 她走出去 and sat in front of the tree, 坐在树的前面Her long hair covered her, 她的长发遮住了她的各个侧面 on all sides like a mantle, 就好像地壳一样。
As soon, however, as the sun shone warm again, she went out and sat in front of the tree, and her long hair covered her on all sides like a mantle.
这个画面呢我试着请 AI 帮忙画画，但是显然这是一个需要解锁的画面。总之就是女孩的衣服呢，一片一片的从她身上掉落，而她的头发越来越长，直到头发把女孩整个人就像地球的地壳一样，把人完全的包裹起来。
Thus, she sat year after year and felt the pain and misery of the world.
Thus, 因此 she sat year after year, 她年复一年的坐着 and felt the pain and the misery, 并且感到痛苦和悲惨 of the world, 这个世界的。
Thus, she sat year after year and felt the pain and misery of the world.
这是故事里的女孩第二次象征性的死亡。女孩第一次象征性的死亡是在伐木工夫妻把女孩交给圣母的时候。故事提到圣母带着女孩上天堂，在意象上也可以说是女孩的死亡。但是格林童话是给年轻读者的故事，内容上总是要带点希望，所以当死亡的意象出现的时候，紧接着就是充满希望的转折。在第一次呢圣母带着女孩上天堂之后，女孩在天堂过着优渥的生活，有吃不完的美味食物，还有小天使陪玩，还有漂亮的衣服穿，让人对天堂充满了向往。而这一次，女孩倒在荒野树林里，会有什么样的充满希望的转折呢？
One day, when the trees were once more clothing fresh green, the king of the country was hunting in the forest and followed a rule, and as it had fled into the thickest which shut in this part of the forest, he got off his horse, tore the bushes asunder, and cut himself a path with his sword.
One day, 有一天, when the trees were once more...当树木再一次的 clothed in fresh green, 穿着绿色、新鲜绿色的衣服的时候，就是冬天过了，进入春暖花开的季节的意思。
The king of the country was hunting,
某国的国王正在狩猎
in the forest,
在森林里
and follow a rule,
然后跟着一头鹿
and as it had fled into the thicket,
鹿呢逃进了灌木丛
which shot in this part of the forest.
灌木丛一路延伸进到森林里头。
He got off his horse.
这个 he 就是指国王，国王下了马
tore the bushes asunder,
将灌木丛劈成碎片
and cut himself a path,
并且砍出了一条路
with his sword,
用他的剑。
One day, when the trees were once more clothing fresh green, the king of the country was hunting in the forest and followed a rule, and as it had fled into the thickest which shut in this part of the forest, he got off his horse, tore the bushes asunder, and cut himself a path with his sword.
故事展开新的篇章，某国的国王因为追捕猎物来到这个森林里，小女孩在的 这一个森林里。
When he had at last forced his way through, he saw a wonderfully beautiful maiden sitting under the tree, and she sat there and was entirely covered with her golden hair down to her very feet. When he had at last,
当他终于 forced his way through, 强迫自己穿过时，He saw a wonderfully beautiful maiden. 他看到一个美丽的少女 sitting under the tree, 坐在树下 and she sat there. 她坐在那里 and was entirely covered, 完全覆盖着 with her golden hair, 她的金色头发 down to her very feet, 直到她的脚下。
When he had at last forced his way through, he saw a wonderfully beautiful maiden sitting under the tree, and she sat there and was entirely covered with her golden hair down to her very feet.
这位金发的美丽少女，想必就是当初被逐出天堂的那个女孩。不过现在女孩呢，是需要花费许多精神跟时间在打理自己，然后才可以有美丽的神采。但这个女孩在荒野树林里整天坐在树下哭，还可以称得上是美丽，这种事情也只有童话故事里面才有咯。
He stood still and looked at her full of surprise, and he spoke to her and said, Who art thou? Why art thou sitting here in the wilderness? He stood still,
国王站着不动, and looked at her, 看着这个女孩,
full of surprise,
充满了惊喜.
Then he spoke to her and said,
然后国王对女孩说,
Who Art thou?
就是 Who are you? 你是谁?
Why art thou sitting here?
就是 Why are you sitting here? 你为什么坐在这里?
In a wilderness,
在荒野当中。
He stood still and looked at her full of surprise, and he spoke to her and said, Who art thou? Why art thou sitting here in the wilderness?
来到荒野树林打猎的国王突然发现一个美丽的少女，满是惊喜，马上搭讪起来。
But she gave no answer, for she could not open her mouth. But she gave no answer,
但是女孩没有回答。
For she could not open her mouth,
因为女孩无法张开嘴巴。
But she gave no answer, for she could not open her mouth.
女孩被逐出天堂的时候也一并被消音，没有办法说话了。
The king continued, Wilt thou go with me to my castle? Then she just nodded her head a little. The king continued,
国王继续说,
Wilt thou go with me?
这个就是 Will you go with me? 你要不要跟我一起去?
To my castle,
我的城堡。
Then she just,
然后女孩只是
nodded her head a little,
点了点头。
The king continued, Wilt thou go with me to my castle? Then she just nodded her head a little.
国王提出要带女孩回皇宫，女孩马上点头答应，好哦。
The king took her in his arms, carried her to his horse, and rode home with her. And when he reached the royal castle, he caused her to be dressed in beautiful garments and gave her all things in abundance. The king took her in his arms.
国王把女孩抱在怀里。Carried her to his horse, 把她带到他的马上,
and rode home with her,
跟她一起骑马回家。
And when he reached a royal castle,
当他到达皇家城堡的时候,
he caused her,
国王让女孩,
to be dressed in beautiful garments,
穿上漂亮的衣服,
and gave her all things in abundance,
给了她所有的东西。
The king took her in his arms, carried her to his horse, and rode home with her. And when he reached the royal castle, he caused her to be dressed in beautiful garments and gave her all things in abundance. 一得到女孩的同意，国王马上就带着女孩回皇宫，并且给予女孩大量丰富的物质，吃的、喝的、穿的、用的，样样不缺。到这里，似乎进入了童话故事里的完美结局，公主被王子所拯救，女孩与国王从此在皇宫过着幸福快乐的生活，是吗？不是的，这个故事还有后续发展，记得继续回来收听英语文备课中圣母玛利亚的小孩最终回。